You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is Greybeard taking over the next half hour or so of the Motherland Influence, African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. here on WRIR. But start off first with, we have a guest in the studio, Sherilyn Bailey. Did I get that right?
Yes.
And you're here representing the Elegba Folklore Society. You're going to tell us about the Juneteenth celebration.
Well, we're very, very excited. Next weekend, June 16th through the 18th, is going to be the Juneteenth Freedom Celebration. And if you're not really sure about what it is, the Juneteenth Freedom Celebration is about acknowledgement and celebration of our African ancestors' independence from bondage. And it's a three-day event. It kicks off Friday, June 16th, with a symposium where Anthony T. Browder, internationally recognized historian, author, archaeologist, Egyptologist, will speak on Africans in America and the paradox of liberty. And the symposium will explore the self-determination of Africans in America, the influence of Thomas Jefferson, plus archaeological discoveries in Kemet that help reconnect a cultural circle of life. Now, that's going to be held at the Martin Luther King Jr. Middle School at 1000 Mosby Street. Tickets are one for $15 and two for $28. But if you get your tickets in advance, it's going to be one for $13 and two for $24. Then that Saturday, we are going to be at the Manchester Dock for the Juneteenth Backyard Celebration. That's going to be a lot of fun. We invite entire families to attend, and they will receive a Freedom Day with history, good food, the Get Woke Youth Summit, cultural heritage crafts for children, jump rope, a hula hoop contest, more good food, African dance and drum workshops, and an experience on the trail of enslaved Africans. Shopping in the Freedom Market and the Elegba Folklore Society will be performing. Now, this event is free to the public, and there is ample parking. It will take place from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Then Sunday, we will culminate the weekend with a cultural ceremony to honor African ancestors that will be held on Sunday, June 18th, from 4 to 6 at the African Burial Ground, which is at 16th and Broad. The rituals of the motherland will refresh guests and open spirits, as gatherers say, to thank you to African ancestors. Guests will pay homage in ceremony, drumming, and song. Participants are encouraged to bring an offering for the altar and to wear white or African attire. And this event is also free to the public, with ample free parking available in the VCU A lot on East Broad Street and 17th.
All right, and there's a website we can go for that information?
Yes, sir. That is story1 at efsinc.org.
Okay.
You can also follow us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, Elegba Folklore Society on Facebook is pretty easy to find. So basically, this is a celebration of the emancipation. Well, this celebration, the celebration of the folks who found out kind of late about it. It's just, you know, we didn't have Facebook and all the news outlets we have like now. Yeah.
Right. Well, Juneteenth is a freedom celebration that became a tradition when, in June 19th of 1865, General Gordon Granger sailed into Galveston Harbor and issued a proclamation that gave freedom to a quarter of a million blacks in Texas, and we're talking cotton country now, who were still in bondage 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation in January of 1863.
Yeah, so it took 2 years for them to find out after this. They didn't realize they were already had their freedom. So this is that great celebration. I've been to it a few times, and hopefully you folks can come out and celebrate. And what's the website again?
It is story1 at efsinc.org.
Okay, and also you can find the Elegba Folklore Society on Facebook. And I thank you very much for coming in and give us the information.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to continue with some music. Going back to one of my favorites from 2010, coming. We play a lot of Congolese music on our three shows here. We'll hear some more coming from Konono Number One. Some traditional sounds of musicians who make their own instruments and in some cases make their own amplifiers, doing whatever they got to do to make the sound they want. And this is coming from a CD called Assume Crass Position from Konono Number One. We're going to hear the first cut, Wambanzanga. Thank you.
alphabetical. 1, 2, 3, the figures we count. One, two, three, the figures you count. ABC, alphabetical. ABC, alphabetical. 1, 2, 3, the figures we count. One, two, three, the figures we count. Sometimes you feel like dropping. Sometimes you feel like dropping. The last thing, hard work. The last thing, hard work. The last thing, hard work. The last thing, hard work.
Hey, this is DJ Carlito, and you're listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio. Don't forget to check out my show, If Music Could Talk, every week on Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m., featuring music from all parts of the world. These days, all music is world music, so I try to bring you the best from everywhere, every week. If Music Could Talk, where music says it all, on WIR.
And he will be up next at 7 o'clock here on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It's Greybeard finishing up this half hour. About to turn it over to Dolly. But first, let me tell you what's been played. And by the way, if you can't wait for us to tell you, you can always go to WRIR.org, WRIR.org. Click the link under the Motherland Influence so you can see what's being played as we go along. Normally, I'm looking for some new stuff, but I think I played a bunch of old things today except for the beginning of the show. One of my favorites, Vampy Soul, has been re-releasing music by Fruco Jesus Tesos Salsa coming out of Colombia, one of my favorite groups. And we just heard a re-release of the LP Tesura. And we heard the tune Batando Corriente Humberto. With Humberto Morales, excuse me. Let me adjust my glasses. Okay, and then before that, we were in Kenya with a group called the Funkies. And it came off of Dancing Time, the best of Eastern Nigeria Afro Rock exponents, 1973 to 77 on Soundwave Records, which is one of those labels that likes long titles. Abraka was the tune we heard from them. Freedom Family out of Ghana, some 70s Ghanaian funk. We heard the tune The Last Thing off of Ayinsu. That was re-released maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. Konono Number 1 out of Democratic Republic of the Congo. The tune One Banzanga off of Assume the Crash Position started out that set. All right, I'm going to turn this over to Dowdy.
All right, we're going to go back to some guitar music now. Let's hear something from DDC Mlimani Park Orchestra out of Tanzania from the title cut from the cassette, Maneno Maneno.
Wasama paka nini yo Nuku hawasemi Wanacheke ya na jino kande Chuki ya nini Wasama paka nini yo Nuku hawasemi Wanacheke ya na jino pende Wasama faka nini yo Nuku hawasemi Wanacheke ya na jino pende Chuki ya nini Wasama faka nini yo Nuku hawasemi Wanacheke ya na jino pende
Thank you. Wanna check the energy no pende. Thank you.
komwana ya bato Isabella Mobali nga na bala mobali mabe Kombo na ye na monoko ekosila kate Mobali nga na bala mobali mabe Kombo na ye na monoko ekosila kate Amoni suka sanza kimi nandako Likolo ya mosolo Nake iko mi boma
Yoyo mwana ya bato
Nake iko mi boma
Mobali ya boinga ye
Nake iko mi boma
Yoyo mwana ya bato
Nake iko mi boma
Mobali ya kimi ngaye
Nake iko mi boma Nako nukale kina yo makango papa Oa pesa ngai mosolo diere Nale isabana
Chivo
Mobali nga na bala, mobali mabe Kombo na ye na mono kweko sila kate Amoni suka sanza kimi nandako Likolo ya mosolo Nake iko mi boma
Yoyo mwana ya bato
Nake iko mi boma
Mobali ya kimi na ye
Nake iko mi boma
Yoyo mwana ya bato
Nake iko mi boma
Mobali ya boi na ye
Nake iko mi boma Nako luka leki na yo makango papa Po apesa ngai mosolo diye Nale isabana
Chivo
Sengwa la vidi
Na yoyo mwana ya bato
Na komina mpasi
Mobali ya kimi ngaye
Na komina mpasi
Na yoyo mwana ya bato
Na komina mpasi
Mobali ya boi ngaye
Na komina mpasi
Na yoyo mwana ya bato
Na komina mpasi
Mobali ya kimi ngaye
Na komina mpasi
Kutaros
Nakonu kaleki na yo makango,
Nakoluka, Petit Moussa, Petit Moussa,
Nakoluka, Lekina, Yamaka,
nice East African songs for you. That last one was Orchestra Super Mazembe from the CD Mazembe at 45 RPM Volume 1, which came out about 4 years ago on the Stearns label. We heard the song called Isabella. Before that, Mlimani Park Orchestra from Tanzania, the song Maneno Maneno, title cut from the cassette of the same name. And I don't know when that came out. I've had that forever, though. All right, let's go over to West Africa now. Let's hear something from Benin. Let's hear something from the CD Cotonou Club from Orchestra Polyrhythmo that came out in 2011. We're going to hear this track off of this one called Kumi Dede.
Mãe, e quando eu dou o mesmo adão.
Thanks for listening to the Motherland Influence today. That last track was Gay Duble Ambulé, a nice jazz version of the song Adire. And coming up next is If Music Could Talk with DJ Carlito.